The Middle East might be making waves, but Wall Street is looking for a steady hand on the rudder today.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning to you. I'm Bob Moon in for Jeremy Hobson. Welcome to the Morning Open, our look at business and the economy as Wall Street starts today. The stock market expects Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke to stay the course in his testimony to the Senate Banking Committee today. Never mind those rising oil prices. Where's Wall Street this morning? Well, even though the cost of crude's up another 1% today, the Dow is up 25 points, a quarter percent. The NASDAQ is just about flat. It's down just a point in just the past few minutes. The S&P 500 up a tenth of a percent. And when in doubt, head for the comfort of pizza. Domino's just posted a higher quarterly profit. Any way you slice it, traders still seem to have an appetite for more risk. Julie Niemann is an analyst with Smith's Moore & Company in St. Louis and is on the line with us now. Julie, even before Mr. Bernanke offers any reassuring words, Wall Street still seems to be satisfied in the face of everything else.
Well, Wall Street basically says he's going to stay the course because you can't argue with success. The market's up 25%. The economy's recovering. Now, it's not robust, but it's in the right direction. We're only growing about half of what it usually does after a recession. Of course, there are big concerns by Bernanke over real estate and jobs. We could slide back. But he truly believes no surprises. He'll telegraph any punches early. If he makes any changes, he's going to make clucking noises first, and he'll attach a time frame.
And yet we've got $4 a gallon gas in some places. Why isn't that more of a concern on Wall Street?
And Wall Street's totally blowing it off. Consumers, they say, are used to it now. We're not likely to carve out much of the growth rate. Sure, spending's likely to continue to rise. You pour cash, though, into the gas tank, not into the grocery cart. It can have a big impact. But the big reason Wall Street's blowing it off is simply because there's no other place to put the money. Do you go into bonds? Well, we're at 0% interest rates. Into commodities at record new highs. Real estate looks attractive, but it's really scary. So what we're looking at now is Wall Street needs some place to put the money, and it's into stocks, and that's where it's going.
Julie Niemann is an analyst with Smith Moore & Company. Thank you.
You bet.
The U.S. is more indebted to China than we thought. The government's latest tally shows China still owns most U.S. debt by far. From Washington, Marketplace's Nancy Marshall Genzer reports.
China has a lot of money to invest because it sells so much to other countries, and one of its top investments has been U.S. Treasuries. Recently, it looked like China was going to diversify away from us, but now the Treasury Department puts China's U.S. holdings at more than $1 trillion. That sounds like a scary number, but scarier still, China losing interest in our debt. Aaron Ennis of the U.S.-China Business Council says the Chinese are buying American because they think we're a good investment.
They are buying into the idea that we are going to be able to make the changes that are necessary to have the economy continue to go on an uptrend.
But Ennis says we didn't have a lot of competition for China's money. Nobody's economy is looking too good right now. We won a beauty contest where no one's especially pretty. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall Genzer for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Thomson Reuters, committed to empowering professionals of the world with the knowledge needed to do what they do best, the knowledge effect. By Microsoft, providing comprehensive business solutions for the cloud. You can learn more at Microsoft.com/cloud. And by Progressive Insurance, helping people shop for car insurance at 1-800-PROGRESSIVE and progressive.com.
Stock trading was supposed to resume today in Cairo for the first time in a month, but it's been put off again until at least Sunday. It's no easy task trying to rebuild Egypt. As part of Marketplace's Middle East coverage, Mitchell Hartman has one case in point.
It took me a long time to get the specs right. Acoustic studies to lighting.
Veteran newspaper publisher Hisham Essam is showing me around a gutted warehouse where he's building his newest media venture. He had to raise $5 million for the startup.
A lot of people were saying, well, Hisham has a good track record, but we're going to be in trouble with Mubarak if we invest with him.
That's because Essam's previous papers had an irritating habit of irritating the authorities. Now those authorities are out, and the investors are in on the ground floor of a more promising business.
They're saying, we invested with you and it was high risk. And now we're just going to get so many people buying shares.
Revolution often breeds instability, but Hisham Essam and other entrepreneurs here believe that with political reform and financial transparency, their country will eventually be a better place to make an honest Egyptian pound.
Well, I can tell you in a good environment, I can grow at 30% or maybe 40% year over year.
That's Mithat Khalil, a very successful telecom entrepreneur. His company has grown to 3,000 employees and $400 million in revenue by selling cell phones and internet to Egypt's growing middle class. The company could have grown faster, but Khalil says he routinely turned down government contracts when asked to pay bribes.
I think the future will be much better for Egypt. However, I think the coming 8 months will be very, very difficult time.
Khalil thinks it'll take the military at least that long to hold elections, placate workers demanding higher pay, and get banking and the stock market going again. In the meantime, foreign investors might see all the uncertainty and hold back. And multinationals could put expansion plans on hold, says Hisham Fahmy of the American Chamber of Commerce in Egypt.
That's the price of democracy. We've tried the stable dictatorship. Now we're trying the little unstable democracy. I think it's in everybody's interest for this experiment, revolution, to succeed in Egypt.
The economic future of the Arab world's largest country, with 80 million people, hangs in the balance. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
And finally, could one of the most familiar icons of the hippiest generation that ever was be making a trip back to the future?
I don't want to cause no fuss. Fuss, but can I buy your magic bus?
Ah, the 60s. After all these years, Volkswagen has updated the VW minibus, complete with a new cutting-edge zero-emission electric engine. And it's showing off the concept vehicle this week at the Geneva Motor Show. The German carmaker says it could inspire the return of the minibus to the VW lineup. One analyst who's seen it says it's very cool-looking. Yeah, like groovy. Sort of reminds me of Scooby-Doo's Mystery Machine. You can check it out for yourself. We've posted a picture on our website, marketplace.org. I'm Bob Moon in Los Angeles. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. This is APM, American Public Media.
Driving through Jakarta, Indonesia comes with challenges, and that's where the jockeys come in. We're not talking racehorses either.
They are so creative. They're really the real businessmen because they can do income from the critical situation.
I'm Kai Rizdal, business born of traffic laws, next time on Marketplace from APM American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.